Mason, how cool was that to get one on home ice last night and obviously have a big part, again, your line to be able to get your club back on track and win that game again?
Yeah, you know, it was a big goal, obviously, and I think, you know, that goal is the type of goals that our line's going to score, just, you know, playing fast and recovering above pucks, and then from there capitalizing. But, yeah, you know, that tied the game up, and then from there we had a really strong third period, and, you know, it was huge for the win.
Just for you to be able to get one on home ice compared to on the road, how different is that in the celebration and the enjoyment?
It's good. You know, the building's really loud when you score at home, obviously, and it's the opposite on the road. So, yeah, it's great to get the crowd into it with a goal, and, yeah, it was good.
Mason, we've talked to you guys in the past about the 2015 draft. Was it lost on anybody? The last night, three guys all taken from that year, and you and Jack and Kyle all score goals in the same game?
Yeah, you know, I didn't even think about that, but, you know, that's pretty impressive to, you know, all the scouts and everyone that goes to show the job they're doing. So, yeah, it's great, you know, when you're getting the payoff with, you know, the guys you were drafted with.
It's a bit of a bond, too, element, like when you go to the development camps for the first time, usually together, and now you're kind of going through a lot of the same things together, too.
Yeah, you know, the guys you're drafted with, you get to know before you become a part of the organization or are playing with the Moose or the Jets. So getting to know those guys throughout, you know, college hockey too and through all the development camps, it's, you know, it's nice for the relationships when you come in, and then when you're on the same team here, it helps for sure.
What about the trust the coaching staff is showing in you guys in the third period when you guys are trailing in games as well?
It's good. You know, it's something you got to keep earning every night, and I think we're doing a good job of that right now, staying pretty consistent with our play. So, yeah, we're just going to try to keep that train rolling.
What is it that's freed your line and allowed them to take maybe the offensive risks that you guys do that are paying off?
You know, I don't think we're too risky offensively. I think it's just a lot of simple offense where, you know, we're just making the right play, the high percentage play. And then, you know, you do that playing fast and hard, and you're going to get rewarded every now and again. So I think you're seeing the puck fall in the back of the net just because we're doing the simple things the right way.
Fair to say the confidence is there right now for you three that, you know, you've been together for a while now. And obviously Copper's got a pretty big key in that down the middle for guys like yourself that are learning what this league's all about.
Right, yeah, you know, we're producing offensively a little bit, and we're doing a good job of being strong defensively. And like you said, Cop's a good guy in the middle to have, a really poised, patient player defensively, and, you know, it kind of helps us as a line coming up the ice. And then, you know, we're all pretty strong and heavy on pucks down low, so that's kind of where we're creating our offense. So, yeah, it's been good. I'd probably play that same way every time over again. So I think it's just the guy was reaching for a puck and then kind of lost his balance. So, I mean, there's good penalties and bad penalties. And on that one, I really don't think I'd do anything different if that same play happened again.
Game itself tomorrow, you saw the Ducks just a couple weeks ago here. What do you expect for a club that's still kind of trying to find their way here right now?
Definitely a hungry team, you know. Every team this time of year is fighting for, you know, jump spots in the standings. So, yeah, we got to be ready, obviously. There's no easy games in this league, so it's going to be another good test for us.